Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, the December WASD has been released. What did it tell us?
Nothing. It was essentially a non-event. They made no changes on U.S. wheat, minor changes in corn and in soybeans, no changes in beans, just minor changes in the grain sorghum. It should have zero impact on prices.
Now, in terms of this time of year, it's kind of quiet, right?
Yes, just not much happening between Thanksgiving and New Year's. You'll have a rash of selling after we get to January 1, we get into the new tax year. So what you tend to have is the prices moving in a narrow range, but you will get some volatility. Some producers will be selling the wheat or corn or beans to get some Christmas money. So you get a little activity. So you got the sellers, not the buyers, or somebody will come in, an importer will buy U.S. product, and you'll get a little rally there. But overall, it's just a non-event from Thanksgiving through New Year's.
Now, in terms of the international picture, let's take a look at some of the news, starting with the Ukraine.
Well, there are some things going on in the Ukraine. You know, they got lower planted acres this year. They're having winter kill on their winter wheat. There's some potential problems with the Ukraine. However, if they lose 20% of their crop, that's about 200 million bushels. This last year, they produced right at 1 billion. That is 0.7% of world's wheat production. So, yeah, it can have some impact. You got, there's talk in Russia. This is how desperate the market is to talk about something. They're worried about the snow cover in the Russian wheat. You know, we're a long, they're getting a little snow on it. It's just not deep enough. And that's an indication that the market is really looking for something to talk about, and there's just not much there.
And then there's some political news out of Argentina as well.
There is some news out of Argentina, and it does have the potential to impact our prices. This week, the new Argentinian president was inaugurated. He said that he will do away with the export taxes on wheat, corn, and beans. That's 23% on wheat, 25% on corn, 35% on soybeans. But you read between the lines, he's saying, well, we may lower those, or we may do away with them, but it'd only be for a few months. We'll just have to wait and see what goes on there. But sometime on down the road, it does have the potential to impact our prices.
Last but not least, in terms of perspective for producers this time of year, planning strategy for next year, some things to keep in mind?
Well, I think right now what producers need to be doing, if they've got some wheat in the bin this last week, we had the dollar index go down about 2.5 points. That's about 14, 15 cent increase in prices if it's brought in the market. I think if you're going to sell some wheat or corn or something, sell on these little rallies, because I don't think you're going to get much. As you're looking out into the 2016 year, prices are relatively low, at or below the cost of production, or just barely above the variable cost of production. I think you've got to manage your money well, sell on rallies, and know what price you need so that you can cover some cost.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you again soon.